Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Do your job. I missed the Dave and Fionnuala part. I didn't sing the Dave and Fionnuala part. Do that again. Dave and Fionnuala.
Do your job.
There's a reason I missed it. I'm slightly nervous at the next potential job that is to be revealed. Let's just give you a quick recap. Next week, starting Monday, we're going to be doing the show every day, but we're double jobbing. We're going to have a different job every day to gain life experience, work experience, buff up that CV, and have something to talk about with people. For instance, Monday, we're going to be piloting. We're going to be valeting in a filthy, filthy car.
Oh, God.
We need to figure out what football game we're going to referee. It has to be a soccer game because that's our ref, Ray Conlon. He's going to help us out. The offside flags and the whistles and the red and yellow cards, they're currently on their way to us.
Yeah, and us trying to get fit enough to run the required amount of time on a pitch, that's pending.
And then when you hear from a teacher who now teaches in your old primary school, you got to sit up and listen. Miss Duffy, how are we?
I'm great. How are you, Dave and Fionnuala?
Not too bad at all. You have a proposition for us.
I do. So I have a proposition that I think the two of you should come to Four Masters National School in Kinlaw and teach third class for the day.
Wow. Okay, so third class, remind us what age around we're looking at there.
So they're 9/10. Some of them are turning 10. So
they'll have a bit of sense, won't they?
They do. And I have 29 lovely students.
29
of them?
Yes.
You do not keep control of 29 students for 5 days a week.
I do. And five Ukrainian pupils as well.
Okay, wow. So we've got like English as a second language or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
You'll have to practice translating on the iPad.
Okay.
Wow.
This is going to be something. Have you talked to anyone else, like principal or parents, about the potential of us coming? Because we could
I have.
Okay, and what's the feedback like?
The feedback is they cannot wait, and they hope you're bringing Sabrina Carpenter tickets with you.
That's very optimistic, considering as the two Dublin gigs she did were earlier this week. I'm afraid we can't.
We've had a lot of children entering in this class.
I think that competition was for over 18s, but let's not get into the technicalities, shall we?
Roisin, what do you think we should try and teach them?
Well, it may be a story and ask them some questions and see how well they have retained what you've taught them.
Okay.
Or you could go down the road of Gaeilge, since it's shocking the Gaeilge.
Okay, yeah, we could throw a couple of focal at them, yeah.
Or you could do art. The world is your oyster, Dave and Fionnuala.
Wow. Miss Tuffy, you are being awfully kind to us. Do they know an Will Cadda Gumdol Goody on Letteris, or is that just a joke at this stage? Do they actually have to ask?
They do.
Okay.
No, they don't. They more so give me the T with their hand symbol, and that means toilet.
The T?
Yes, they put their hand into a T symbol, and that means can they go toilet?
See, that's where I would have thought they were asking you to make them a cup of tea. So I'm glad I know that, because of two hands that shot up in the shape of a letter T, I would have been like, make your own tea.
Yeah, so you'll get used to all these wee things, but they probably will talk Irish now because they're working towards getting a prize for shopping the Gaeilge. So.
Oh, Anna Waherfad.
My God. We have a lot of thinking to do on what we could teach these kids in something we do not know. But, Miss Duffy, we cannot wait.
We cannot wait, and we will see you next week.
We will indeed, if we're brave enough. Miss Duffy from my old primary school. Obviously, she wasn't there when I was there. I think Miss Duffy is a lot younger than me. But come back to your old primary school, Four Masters National School, Kinloch, County Leitrim.
Were you a school that had to wear slippers indoors or indoor shoes?
No, we weren't weirdos like you, Fionnuala.
So therefore, you don't have to get a pair to make your return. It's going to be very strange for you to be heading back to where you were taught for like 8 years.
What the hell are we going to teach these kids?
I mean, can we teach them how to like edit audio? Will that be any use to them?
That'd be more of a labour camp than actually anything educational. 9 and 10 year olds, what can you teach them?
I'll teach them to write a good headline.
God, we're going to need so much help.
Honestly, I've no idea what would actually be practical. I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't be able to do third class maths. Have they done long division yet in third class?
Oh, don't stop. You're going to give me a nervous breakdown. We haven't even made it towards there. So this is how Dave and Fionnuala's Do Your Job week looks next week. Here are the four jobs secured. We're going to be piloting an airplane. We are going to be valeting an absolutely filthy vehicle yet to be determined. We're going to be refereeing a soccer match. And we're going to be teaching a bunch of 9 and 10 year olds something.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.